You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, whole world, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Mondays, every Monday for the last 6 years, from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time, always here, always in this chair, spreading the love, hopefully, and talking about people with unusual accents who are coming to America and trying to make a difference for themselves and whole world. Then our show is always filled with amazing life stories. Sometimes we have so much fun. Sometimes we are just talking about books, about what's going on in the world. But sometimes we are touching pretty serious topics. Today, we will be continuing this topic. And we are talking about child abuse. I know everybody's watching TV right now and seeing story about 13 children who were locked and pretty, you know, locked practically out of the world in our civilization. Did we think we know everything about who is who? And nobody knew that, you know, here in this age, 13 children were practically abused to the point that we don't know even if they will ever recover. And we are talking here in America. Mm-hmm. This topic is a very serious. But also, I think we have so many people who are trying to scream and do something about that. Today, I have a guest who already came to my show a few times when it comes to my guest from UK, but of course, he's living here in America right now, very known music producer, Gary Miller. Hi, Gary.
Hello.
And we will be talking about RAT, R-A-T. You will describe soon what is RAT, R-A-T. And I only can say that has everything to do with trafficking and, of course, child abuse and not only. Then also in our studio, we have our new friend to Accent On, and we are hoping that today is the day that all of us met, because it's not easy to bring people together in the same day and just happen that they, these people who we are having here right now in studio, they all want the same, just erase child abuse and talking about humanitarian rights of the woman and the world. And this topic is represented by Rajiv. Rajiv, your name?
Rajiv Uttamchandani. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. Rajiv, you are, I can say, representing your own organizations,
right.
Yes? And we'll be talking about mainly about HER, right. H-E-R.
Right.
That's Ilona spelling. I did it. Okay, good. Then also in the studio, we have a wonderful friend of Gary, who is originally from Holland and has an accent. We all have funky accents, only Rajiv doesn't have it. And he is born in Pakistan, which is amazing, but his English is American English. It's perfect. But you're originally from Holland, and your name is?
Remco Meyer.
Closer to microphone.
Remco Meyer, and now I live in Australia.
How many years?
13.
Okay. Yep. Then we are everybody from somewhere, but we are here in America, and we are hoping that this show will be so interesting that people will go to everybody's websites or links, which I'm posting, of course, on Accent On, on a Facebook, and tonight the show will be downloadable. Everybody can listen how many times you want on LA Talk Radio archives and on iTunes, of course, under podcast Accent On. Then again, thank you so much for coming today to the studio, and all of us could make it. That's amazing. Thank you so much. I think I would love to also mention that not so many years ago, I was working with very big organization, Child www.accenton.help.org. And this organization is something very, very precious to me, to my heart. And originally started or built in 1959, which till this day is very strong and does so good and fights against child abuse, trafficking, and everything that comes with it. Then I would like to maybe share this short awards from Michael Douglas about child help.
I'm Michael Douglas, and I have a number for you to program into your child's phone and yours. 1-800-4-A-CHILD. It's the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline. 1-800-4-A-CHILD provides a connection to professional counselors 24/7, which your child can use when they need to speak up and be safe. It's also the number a little boy called whispering from his closet to be rescued from a vicious attack. It's the number that any responsible adult, neighbor, teacher, or family member can call to get help reporting abuse or to get information. 1-800-4-A-CHILD is the number of hope. The Child Help National Abuse Hotline is funded solely by your contribution, so please text your $10 donation to CHLP to 20222. This gift may be the lifeline for that little boy in the closet, or even the emergency call that saves your child.
Thank you, Michael Douglas. Okay, let's maybe start from Gary Miller. I met you maybe 3 years ago, and I had the pleasure to meet your friend, Andy.
Oh, Andy Fraser,
and
yes.
That on this day, I found out that you both are working on very, very important CD.
That's right, yeah.
First, I learn about what is RAT, R-A-T. Could you tell us a statement for this organization and why you are here?
Well, RAT stands for Rock Against Trafficking. It's abbreviated RAT. I mean, a lot of people have said RAT is an horrible animal. I said, well, the people that are the perpetrators for trafficking are horrible animals as well.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's the reason why that is. And I'm a songwriter, record producer.
Then maybe I can mention that obviously you are from a British native whose credits include David Bowie, Lionel Richie, George Michael, Donna Summer, Kylie Minogue, Charlotte Church, and many, many more. You are here right now in Malibu. You have a beautiful studio, and you are working on this project for how many years right now?
Well, I formed the organization 5 years ago now, when nobody really even knew about trafficking, and not in America anyway. They all thought it was an overseas thing, but it's not. It's like right on our doorsteps here, as well as around the world, all over the world.
And you had this idea to bring the biggest names in music business and focus their minds and soul on this topic and come to the studio and record almost 17 tracks right now. Yes,
well, I've got 17, and it's growing still, you know. So, but it started off as a 3-month project. It's turned into 5 years, you know. It's one of these things that once you learn about what's going on, it's very difficult to just, you can't just turn off, you know. You've got to just keep going. But the album's finished now, completed, and the first single is out now called Roxanne, or it's coming out on iTunes soon. It's on the radio. Just to create awareness, but there's 17 more acts as well to come, and that's
amazing.
That's Slash and people, Santana.
Yes, and yes, we would love to know, who is on the album. But you already mentioned minimum three names, the big names, and album is ready. I know that everybody needs to find out how to purchase the album. Probably you are not there yet because
it's not out for sale yet. I mean, it's finished, but we're going through that process now of promotion. And
I cannot even imagine 5 years, you know, bringing artists to your studio. I know you fed them. They probably are in your place for a few days. And I don't even want to ask if they are getting paid for what they do.
No. None of the artists on the album asked for a dollar. No, nobody.
then I would love people who listen to the to our show Accent On to understand that there is so much good around around the world and next to us. We have Gary Miller, who 5 years of his life he really put in the hands of this wonderful friends of yours too, who are giving back what they have the best, their talents, you know, and they say, okay, that's who we are, that's what we want to share with, and we want everybody to just enjoy our album, which is unusual because it's a rock album, and people will think, wow, you know, music, rock, trafficking. But I think everything goes together so well. We have a talent, so we have a great album now. We just need to get this album to the hands of people and just understanding that the 5 years of work, they were very important for everybody who was involved, and better we'll listen to the message. Mm. Better we'll listen to the message. I know you gave me... maybe I would like to start from Roxanne.
Roxanne, yes, because that's the main single, that's the leading single.
Could you tell us a little bit how this came out?
This came through Andy Fraser, who you met, unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And he mentioned Glenn Hughes, who was the singer with Deep Purple and many other people, and Joe Bonamassa and all these. And we asked him if he would come and sing on the album, and he did do it. He did a wonderful job, as you'll hear. His vocals are the best, he's one of the best singers in the world, you know. And so he came in, he chose Roxanne, said, let's sing this one. And we did it, and he's on board more now than he was when we did it. You know, I've listened to his radio interviews. He's really supporting this cause, you know. And I must say, the mission, what we want to do, I've found that a lot of charities, they're always going around and trying to raise money. I wanted to have a charity that created a product that was self-serving, you know, so that we can sell this album, and all the proceeds from the album go to hopefully build schools. We want to do concerts and safe houses. So all the proceeds want to go. And also another thing is there's a lot of, I've seen a lot of these other organisations with no money. It's like ours has never had any money really. So I want to be able to sell the album and concerts, and there's four more in the pipeline as well. And then we can sign checks for people that, for instance, need to buy computers and to help children and to help other organizations.
That's why this day is so important to me too, because like I said, many years ago I had the pleasure and honor to work with childhelp.org, and I believe that if they will have a chance to meet all of us and listen what we have to offer, how much really we can help and raise money and help children who are abused, people who are scared and they're in process of practically finding safe place in the world. And we are here. We are here with project. We are here that we really can scream and make people to join us and see if we can make a difference. Then hopefully I can organize our meeting with Child Help and maybe, we'll get further with this topic. Of course, when it comes to Rajiv, do I do good accent on your name, Rajiv or Rajiv?
Rajiv.
Rajiv, I love it. I had a pleasure to meet you also a few weeks ago. And like I say, you are very unusual gentleman. You're young. You're very well also educated on the topic. And you are very worldly. You are traveling a lot. I would love people to know a little bit about you. How could you, maybe you give us a little bit of your bio?
Sure. So I'm Indian by nationality. I was actually born in the Philippines and raised partially there, partially raised in Hong Kong, and I came here to LA about 14 years ago. So my academic background is in astrophysics, but over the past few years I've been increasingly concerned and really devoted my time and my energy to addressing primarily gender-based violence. So hence I've founded numerous organizations. I'm a professor as well. I teach at the School of Education at the Loyola Marymount University, and I've taught at different universities in the past. My nonprofit organization is called the International STEM Society for Human Rights, and STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Mathematics. And basically, you know, I wanted to use my background as a scientist to develop new tools to address gender-based violence and to address human rights issues. I mean, the philosophy behind that is, you know, as a civilization, as a species, we know so much about our universe. We can send satellites into space. We have the most advanced weaponry. We can peer into the depths of the universe and posit questions about the origin of our species and our cosmos. And if we can do all that, but yet we still struggle with the most basic problems, with poverty, domestic violence, sexual assault, and on the larger scale, human trafficking, crimes against war, and genocide. So there's a little bit of a disparity there. So if we use our minds and our intellect more so and channelize that towards addressing these issues, I think we can achieve a whole lot. So one of our first products that we launched in India, actually in August 2016, is an app, smartphone app called Her Rescue. Basically with that app, what you do is, if you, in the event of any emergency, a violent crime, a sexual assault, and so on, you can shout the word help, you can shake your phone violently, or you can press the power button on your phone three times, and it uploads live audio video recording to a cloud server that's synced to local law enforcement agencies, uploads your GPS coordinates into an interactive map, sends an emergency text to your emergency contacts and an email as well, and also dials local law enforcement. So it does so many things in one go. And we're trying to work here locally with the Department of Justice and with the City of Long Beach to launch the product here in a slightly different capacity. And hopefully, you know, this will help a lot of not only girls but women and men as well, you know, to notify those who need to be notified in the advent of any emergency. Yeah. I also, about twice a week, I visit shelters all around L.A. and San Diego. I visit CAST L.A. Right. as well. Covenant House, which is a homeless youth shelter. BSCC, which is a human trafficking shelter in San Diego. And basically, I teach the girls there astronomy. So for me, astronomy is very much a healing science when you talk about the cosmos and, you know, the larger scale universe, and just putting the human species in context of who we are and what we're doing here. And it's a source of healing, I think. So twice a week, I just teach these girls, and they just love it. So that's part of what I do. Yeah.
Amazing. I think we are very impressed by all of us, hopefully.
Very nice.
And I think it's time for music, yes?
Let's play. That sounds great, though.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let's play Roxanne.
I wouldn't talk down to you. I had to tell you just how I feel. I won't share you with another.
Above and beyond beautiful.
Well, the vocals, Glenn did a wonderful job on that. Glenn Hughes.
Now we can only imagine 16 tracks like that mm-hmm. on an album. Mm-hmm. And I know also that you are working on another album.
I'm working on four simultaneously.
Four simultaneously, okay.
Well,
could you describe us? Because you want something, you have like collection. Yes.
No, what it is obviously when you've got to get these artists, it's not. You know, their availability is very limited. So I've got four other ideas for different albums. So rather than, one is the Millennials album, which is obviously the young people. Then there's Hollywood Against Trafficking, which is all the famous actors that can sing. And then there's the Country album, which is going to be the Eagles catalogue.
Amazing.
So it's just, and what, you know, because I might get an artist for the Millennials and one for the Hollywood Against Trafficking and one for the Country, so... I'll just do all of them, whoever I get first, in other words.
Lovely. You were talking about millennials. Then, of course, I would like to introduce young singer Natasha Mira and Dan Solovitz with Calling Out. Maybe you will like her.
Exactly.
In the darkness, I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I can become until I won. I'm running far and wide, searching land and sea. I never thought I'd find my destiny. imagine who I'm gonna be.
I think we need to listen to young people. They have so much to say. They have, say, I'm so happy that you are also bringing young talents to your album, because I know children are afraid to get out of the houses right now. Parents are afraid to let children get out of the house. You know, we have phones, we have so many ways of communicate with children. We are petrified that something bad will happen. Your app is just genius, because obvious first things what I'm thinking again when we call child abuse, you know, when knowing that your child can be protected, they're all trying to have in hands their phones, you know, and have something so easy, like you said, you know, that we need to bring this to attention equal. Maybe we need to sell the app with the album or something, I don't know.
I think it's like a team effort. It's like, I think everybody should come together and help, because we're all doing different things.
Right.
Great
and
idea.
I think that's, it's not a case of this is just me and it's just...
What are different ideas? Yeah. We are talking music, we are talking rock albums, we are talking right now something that will be five albums, compilation.
Yeah.
Now we are talking... Rajiv, about your way trying to erase trafficking from the earth and child abuse and having humanitarian rights become something so important to the world. There's so many things happening in the world right now that people don't want to hear about, don't want to know about. I would love you to talk about that. I know it's a tough subject, but like you said, in America, not so many people are aware of the situation that you mentioned to us in the beginning of the show when we were talking privately. Please, could you bring one more time that hard topic that you have in February also event,
right,
that will be focused on that. Could you tell us everything about what we are talking about right now?
Sure. And just to echo off what you guys were saying, indeed, human rights is, it's a multi-headed dragon, and you are talking about, you know, technology, awareness, you're talking about educational reform, you're talking about laws and policies. There are so many things that needs to be done in conjunction to achieve lasting change. I mean, we have about 65 million refugees in the world now. That's more than at any other time in the point of human history. We have about a documented maybe 20 million or so slaves in the world currently. So that's more slaves than ever has been. When we think of slavery, we think of the Civil War era and, you know, African-American slaves here in the United States, but it exists in all forms all over the world, whether you talk about slavery in terms of labor or child labor, whether you talk about slavery in terms of sex. So this is where human trafficking comes in, right? Where you have labor trafficking and sex trafficking in different forms, even organ trafficking, where people are just basically used to, you know, grow organs, and their organs are stolen from them and then sold off in the black market all over the world for a very high price. So it's an ugly reality that we live in, and the least that we could do is talk about that. So in regards to our event on the 24th, this event will concentrate on the current crisis that's happening in Burma and Bangladesh with a population that's called the Rohingya. The Rohingya is a population that's native to Burma, and they've been prosecuted for decades and more by the local Burmese population. The Rohingya are primarily Muslim, a minority of them are Hindu, and the Burmese population are primarily Buddhists. So, you know, we think of Buddhists as almost exclusively being very peaceful peoples, and it is. I mean, all religion, if you take the core values, I think is really beautiful, but when people use religion to discriminate against others or to perpetrate violence in any form of extremism, that's where the problem arises. That's what we call terrorism. And in the case of Burma, we have the Burmese military and the Burmese government that has perpetrated mass violence against the Rohingya population, more so since August 25th of last year. The crimes just escalated because there were some rebel factions within the Rohingya that actually attacked the Burmese military, and they used that as an excuse to drive out almost 700,000 Rohingya to neighboring Bangladesh. And we get reports of women being tied to trees, tied to rocks, gang raped by 10 or 15 soldiers. We have reports of infants and babies being thrown into fire pits as their moms are being raped and abused. I mean, this is ridiculous, you know? And it's happening right now. And the state of the matter at the moment is that the Bangladeshi government is in talks with the local Burmese or Myanmarese government, whichever term you want to use, to repatriate. So basically that means to send back the Rohingya, about 2,000 or so every week over the course of the next few years, back into the state or the province where they were being discriminated against and being basically abused and tortured and raped in the first place. So the world is looking at this and saying, what's going on? Where is the accountability for the armed forces that are perpetrating this violence? And what is a permanent solution for this population? Because as far as all indications go, the Burmese military and government basically wants to completely eradicate the Rohingya. And here we are, you know, around the world just sitting here. We're not doing anything about that. We're not even, there's very few news programs that are actually covering the crisis live. And it's, as we said earlier, we're focusing more on tweets by presidents and other odd personalities. And because to us, it's entertainment. But we need to focus on real issues, on very serious issues, whether they be in our own doorstep here in the United States or halfway around the world. So what we want to do with this walk is the first thing that we want to do is at least keep the conversation alive. People should know what's happening. And the pitch behind all this is that, you know, we will gather together individuals from Los Angeles to talk about the crisis that's happening in Burma and to show support and solidarity against with the Rohingya population. So that's just the first thing. So we're going to do a seminar as well where we'll invite experts of the crisis. We have someone from CNN that's going to be coming to speak. We're trying to invite local religious leaders as well because the conflict has a base of religion at its root. And what we want to do is several things. First, as I mentioned, we want to create awareness. The second thing is we actually want to create a case and present it to the United Nations and the International Criminal Court to hold the Burmese military and leadership accountable for all of the rape and torture and murder that they've perpetrated over these past few months and really over the past several decades in increasing capacity. So that's the second thing. We want to pressure the Bangladeshi government to keep the Rohingya refugees within refugee camps in Bangladesh, because to send them back into the snake's pit, if you will, in Burma is not an option. Because if we do that, we're basically sending them back into their own grave sites. And we don't want to do this. So that's the second thing, to keep them there while we figure out a permanent state solution. Where will this population live? Because in Burma, they're not citizens. They're not citizens anywhere in the world. In fact, the United Nations has described the Rohingya as being the world's least wanted or most persecuted peoples. And that's very sad, to completely ignore the existence of a certain population for whatever reason. So we want to try to figure out a permanent state solution for them and then bring resources to deliver education, counseling, and therapy. Because you can imagine the children being forced to flee their homes. You can imagine pregnant women running across the Burmese and Bangladeshi jungles just to escape these, you know, criminals and armed officers that are basically raping women and sometimes even men left and right, you know? So what are the long-term implications of this population, and how can we help them find a home, and how can we help give them education, and how can we help actually heal this population? So this is what the walk and the seminar will discuss.
February, yes?
February 24th at Loyola Marymount University.
How we can find more about HAIR, and of course about your event, and really about maybe future events too, where we can send people to what link?
So there's several links. One is the International STEM Society for Human Rights. That's my nonprofit organization. That's isshr.org. Then I have another organization called the HER Summit, which is where all of these events and these walks happen. That's just hersummit.org. And the information and the registration for the walk will be live this Saturday, the 27th. So that gives us about a month to really get everybody on board for this walk, because we can't really, we can't wait any longer. They need our help now.
Wow. And when it comes to you, Gary, how can we learn more about RAT, RAT, Rock Against Trafficking?
Well, it's rockagainsttrafficking.org, and then there's the Rock Against Trafficking Facebook. So a lot of information's on there, what we're doing.
Then if we can tell people what is the next, like what you're doing tomorrow, next week, and then we'll talk a little bit about your friend, because you have a friend here who did something very, very special, yes, also for you, really.
No, definitely.
Yes.
And, Wednesday,
we go
off to the NAMM show, where Rock Against Trafficking's got its own
booth
there, and with his guitars that he's made for me.
Guitar, could you tell us a little bit more again about this amazing guitar? I saw the picture, it's really, really very special.
Yeah. Okay, back home in Australia, I'm a luthier, which means I'm a guitar builder. And Gary and I have a mutual friend in England, and about 3 years ago, John, our friend, told me about RAT. And I've always been passionate about helping people out, one way or the other. And about 8 months ago, Gary was in England for a tour with Bros. And for some reason, I FaceTimed John and said, oh, meet Gary. Hmm. So we started talking, and John had a few of my guitars in his factory in England. So Gary stole one of them.
Put it on the wall.
Put him on the wall. Oh. And he said, I love this stuff. And he asked me if I could build a guitar for RAT. And before he asked me, I already started designing one.
How can we find you if somebody wants to just maybe get special guitar?
Special guitars, yeah. It's Maya Guitars. .com.
Wonderful.
.au. So it's Mayer and guitars.com.au. And all the RAT guitars that are built, especially, they are designed by me. And on the guitar, I laser print an image of a girl who's been held back.
I think everybody can go and see on the Facebook. Yes, yeah. Gary, I saw the picture.
It's somewhere.
Yes.
I didn't know
that you would be here because of I would post, but I will try to post the picture. It's really very special. Like you say, laser build, you know, logo.
Oh, it's wonderful. And the main thing for any musicians out there, it sounds wonderful as well.
Oh, yes.
That's a bonus.
Supposed to sound good. I know, Rajiv, you are trying to learn guitar, play guitar.
Yeah, I just bought one, actually.
I'll sell it. I'll give you one.
It's this rosewood guitar, and I don't know anything yet, but I'm slowly but surely learning.
I bet Gary can teach you.
We have another song, Let Your Soul. What can you tell us about
this? This is Let Your Soul Be Your Pilot, another stick, because I should mention that all the songs from the Police and Sting songs, because I wanted to have a theme, so they're all there. So this is a cover of sang by Ellis Hall, who was in Tower of Power. He was Ray Charles's prodigy, basically.
Wow.
And he's got a wonderful voice.
Is this premiere?
Yes, this is the first time anybody's ever heard this.
Acting on LA Talk Radio, we have a premiere. I am so excited.
Mr. Ellis Hall. Yeah.
Let your soul be a pilot. Let your soul guide your way. When you're we'll be right back. for the window pane. The lights upon the hill. The distance seems so strange to you now. The dark room seems so still.
That's Mr. Ellis Hall. Woo-hoo. Mr. Ellis Hall on that. Did a great job.
Wonderful. Wow. Imagine everybody. 16 more tracks like that.
Well, we've got Journey, Hearts, En Vogue on it, Keb Mo, Beth Hart, Slash.
Carlos Santana.
Carlos Santana. Steve Vai is just coming on board as well.
Wow.
Another guitarist.
Congratulations.
And Glenn Hughes, obviously, and Ellis.
I just cannot wait when everybody in the world can just grab the CD and just download the tracks that they love.
It's coming very soon now.
So. Okay, and again, you know, if everybody hears and listens and has something to say and help with the topic that we are talking today about, we are talking about child abuse and trafficking and human rights issues, then please contact us, Accent On, right on the Facebook, contact on the Facebook, RAT, R-A-T.
On the website as well, then go to the website, rockagainsttrafficking.org.
And of course, when it comes to your issue, Rajiv, we need to contact you one more time. What is the easiest way to get in touch with you?
ISSHR.org, HerSummit.org, or of course, my Instagram. I try to be active. HerRajiv.
I know you all are so busy. Chris, you were touring the world and not long ago. I was just watching your pictures on the Facebook, like, yay! That was well. And what did you do in England?
Well, for about 5 months, I was playing at the O2 Arena.
Okay.
And I was rehearsing for a couple of weeks in London. It was a month, So I was away for a month. And then I go to Australia in March. We're also doing a thing. We're being asked by the Indian government to do a tour, because this record is not just about record, it's about touring.
Yes.
Because you can imagine the revenue you can get from putting a concert on. So these albums are leading to concerts, merchandising, so we can fund other organisations. I'd love to build schools and music education. I'm sure there's some victims out there, or I don't like to call them victims, I mean survivors out there that maybe can sing. And it would be great to have to create a one direction from people that have, you know, to people that have suffered and gone through all this stuff.
So much to do.
And obviously with music as well. I mean, it's a worldwide thing. I mean, everybody, yeah. I mean, music's around everything. And I think the entertainment industry is opening up to all this. And like I say, every artist on the album, they just immediately agreed.
Do you think they will be able to tour? They will come and they'll say, okay.
They already have. I mean, I've been approached by a few organisations, one of them being the Live Aid people.
Oh, yeah.
So I've spoken to Live Nation. So they definitely will do it. It's just like a lot of organisation. Yeah.
Okay, that's what we are looking for. We are looking to help and raise money and awareness through the music, through the spoken word, because Rajiv, you really are meant to do that. And it's not so easy to find people who can really so passionate describe a really hard topic, you know. And you are living and breathing at this topic. Then really wonderful. I'm so happy had a chance today to meet all of us in the same place. This is not easy. But for today, Accent On, LA Talk Radio, Ilona Europa. I will say bye-bye, and maybe I will end the show with Dance and Pray, Ilona Europa.
How to leave.
you break my heart.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.